Rabbi has a ha'ora in sixth parasha, which is a significant point. That the pasuk says about the kanei rochabach. So Rashi says that she was mekana in her ma'asim tovim. That she said we're not for the fact that Leah had greater ma'asim tovim than her Rachel. Leah would not have been zeicha to children, where she Rachel was not zeicha. So that indicates that Leah was doing something right, which she wasn't doing, and she was mekana in the ma'asim tovim of Leah. And she says to Yaakov that Havli Bonim Imayin Meisa Noichi, which Yaakov Vinu felt was improper, that she came to him, Asach Zelakim, Emayit Hazelakim, Shemona Mimech Pribotin. You have to do, go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't come to me. So, seemingly, these two conversations were independent of each other. There was one point that she had kino, which Rashi says was kino on my side, which is kino serfim, which is tarpa chochma, which is proper. And then she said something which is improper. But in reality, the two are connected. Because the nature of kino, even kino, which is kino serfim, which Chazal say is halachically acceptable and correct, because I'll say in conjunction of letting a second Rebbe open up becoming a teaching in a city. So kina serfim is tarbe chochma. But as Rashi Reb Chaim told me many years ago, that the line between kina serfim tarbe chochma and rekav atzomer is kina, the withering of one's bones, is the meat of kina. Kina is the withering of one's bones. It destroys a person, eats them up. The line between the two is kechuta sara. It's a hair's breadth. It's very easy for a person to move from the world of kina, sorry, from tarbe chochma, into the world of rekav atzomer kina. What Rav Volba is saying is taking it a step weiter and saying, even in the world of rekav atzomer kina, there's going to be some element which is going to be negative. A person should not find his motivation and define himself vis-a-vis compared to somebody else. The final result is going to be something which is negative. It's going to be a... And here we see that Rachel Imenu, by looking at Leah and being mekana in what she was doing, ended up saying something to Yaakov which was improper. And that's the flow of the psukim, that the usage of the meat of kina will be damaging. They quote Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld said from his Rebbe, Ram Shag, that kina is a fire and it burns people, no matter what type of kina we're talking about. The kina is a fire and it burns people. So it's a dangerous thing. I think what Rav Volba is saying, whereas the other ones are probably saying that the point is it has a danger where it leads to, here we're saying right now that it's a dangerous thing a person should define themselves based on somebody else. That's not the true definition of a person, and when a person looks at themselves based on an incorrect definition, they're going to come up with something wrong. Now, theoretically, if a person wants to use kina properly, a person would say, well, I'm letting it review what there is out there to help me understand what more I could be doing and I should be doing. And that's theoretically, it's supposed to give us a window into ourselves and a better understanding of ourselves, and that's why kina serfim tarbe chochma. But the reality is that as we're doing that, sometimes we end up looking at that other person and then making our definition vis-a-vis the other person a mashu which is off, and that probably in most of the cases that's going to be a mashu which is off, and that's the danger which we have of kina. So our avodah avodas Hashem has to be being maybe looking at somebody else and seeing what can be done, but not in the kud of kina. Why can't I do a type of an attitude and say, oh, that can be done, so let me learn from this person how to do it, let this person become my mentor. So it's a different type of a relationship with another person, and that relationship would be beneficial to us to grow from. Have a good Shabbos.